Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. This is another episode. It's episode 66 of Black Men Talk Radio. Once again, okay, guys, the number to call in is 516-418-5541, 516-418-5541. Okay, the topic of tonight is going to be why is simping so common in present days? We're going to have we're going to have a special guest on tonight, Tim Rice. He's an author and he's a personal, basically a personal development guru. I thought he'd be somebody good to have on the show to talk about he could probably talk about any issues that are facing, you know, men nowadays. You know, he's all for building stronger people and developing yourself and becoming the best version of yourself. That's what I promote on the show, and we'll definitely chop it up with him about that because he's definitely a good person. You guys are going to want to go out and get his book, The Missing Link. You can visit our website at blackmentalkradio.com, and you can get the book off of there. I'll get him to plug his site as well, and we'll keep it moving like that. Okay, so why is simping so common now in present days? We're definitely going to address this, but I have a couple news articles that I want to read to you guys just to, you know, keep you guys a little bit informed on what's going on in this crazy world we live in nowadays, right? Okay. So let me pick up my first article because this comes from this week. This is a cheerleader for Mississippi State. Okay, she was a chemistry major, so she's not a stupid girl or whatever. She doesn't have like one of those liberal arts degrees or anything like that. But the important thing that we're talking about this young woman, she's a black woman. Is she pled guilty to trying to join ISIS. I mean, the terror group ISIS. I mean, you can say what you will about ISIS or whatever. I mean, they put everything on the news as they put it, but it's not something that it looks like it's for a black American person to get involved in, you know. And is this what it's going to? I mean, I see a lot of black women, you know, starting to try to date white men, and I mean, that's cool. You love who you love. Do what you got to do. You know, be happy. That's what my whole thing is about. But I mean, is it getting to the desperation where you gotta, you know, because let's really look at it like this, right? ISIS, those are the ultimate thugs right there. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I mean, nobody has anything on them. They'll do just about anything. I mean, the way that they depict it to us, they'll do just about anything. So Is it really going, are these women really going this low to have to go, you know, join with what's considered a terrorist organization, you know, just to have some action in your life? Because that's really why, you know, women date thugs. I'm going to drop some jewels on you right here. I'm lacing you guys right now, so get your pens out. That's really why, you know, young women go out with, you know, these thug-type individuals, because of the action. You know, they see, it's exciting. You know, you never know what somebody you don't know that's capable of is going to do. You know, so they, I mean, for them to go this far, to go into, to try to join ISIS, to basically satisfy that need, you know, to satisfy that void in your life, this is definitely not going the wrong way. I'm going to get some sound effects for this, because this that would be appropriate for a sound effect right there at that point in time. Okay, guys, all right. One of the things you might have to deal with down here in Dominican Republic, but I actually had a little power outage. This is the first thing, since I've been living here in this particular city in Santiago, that's the first time that actually happened, but it's funny, it happened exactly at the right time. See, everything happens when it's the least convenient time. It's just, you know, life is crazy like that. But all right, we already lost 30 minutes of the show. I see everybody that was in the queue end up leaving. I'm sorry for that. I was down for like 15 minutes. All right, so if you're still listening, I'm gonna bring my special guest in, Tim Rice. So 239-300. You're on Black Men Talk Radio. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello.
Hello, this is Hello. Tim Rice. I'm from Sestua, Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. All right. So can you hear me well or what?
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it has a little bit of a break to it, but it's okay. We can continue with the interview. Yeah. That's what I just had. I just had a little bit of a power outage. And, you know, it just happens. I don't know. It happened at the most inconvenient time. So,
okay.
All right. So the topic of the why simping is common in present days. First off, what I always like to do is define something before I end up explaining that. So what is a simp? All right. In your own words, Mr. Tim Rice, what is a simp to you?
To me, a simp, from where I come from, is men that follow behind women a little too much to get attention from them, and everything that they do is basically based upon trying to get a woman to like them. So kind of like they go over the way to get a woman's attention.
Mm-hmm. All right. Off the top of your head, could you think of an example of what simping is to you? Like, do you have like something like that? Like, give like an example.
Yeah. An example is, I was raised from a kid to a man to chase after women, and everything I've ever done in my life in terms of making money and impressing the world has always been for a woman. You know, the Western culture, that's what it does. It sets men up to chase women. And so this is something that they do. So that's the example I can tell you that from the time I was born up into the man that I am today, I've been conditioned by the Western culture to chase women. And it's not until you understand and you travel and become well-groomed in life that you stop doing that, because that's what the Western culture does, it teaches you to honor women and go after women all the time. That's just what it does. We're conditioned to that.
Yeah, okay. As a personal development guru, you have a book out, and you know, you talk a lot about mindset things. What would you say? Why do you think men wouldn't have to simp? You know, I mean, because you talk a lot about abundant living, and I think that's where it comes from. It comes from a place of, you know, believing in scarcity and, you know, not believing in yourself. You know, it's a place of confidence. But speak on that, please.
Coming from a personal development point of view, men would not have to simp because clearly there is no scarcity. Scarcity only comes in the culture. The culture teaches scarcity. But once you become a well-groomed man and you travel the world and you tend to observe your actions and the actions of society and what you're doing, you realize that all you have to do is just face the reality of it and follow behind your heart and don't get caught up in what society is doing. Do what you want to do. You have to focus and concentrate more on what you want, how you go and get it. And constantly running after some outside of you, get out of time with you. You have to be what you want to be. You know, not go chasing a woman.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that point right there. But you basically explain why a man, but explain your whole philosophy, because what's interesting to me is your abundant living philosophy. Can you speak on that?
Okay. Now, with abundance, there are two types of abundant living. There's the one that our society speaks of where we go out and we chase money and we think that the material things and, money and trophies, cars and clothes and houses is abundant living. But then what happens is that we're chasing everything outside of us, and no one ever really finds peace and harmony in chasing something outside of you. So abundant living to me, Western cultures and, you know, just the American way of living, that, you know, hey, you have to get a kind of money in order to live abundantly. But for me, in a guru sense, abundant living is having everything that you need and being able to do everything that you want to do and doing what you love to do. And just having enough, you know, because with society's way of abundance, it's never enough. It's the Lord love. It's not more of a spiritual side, you know, or a scientific side, so to speak. So it's more looking in within, doing what you love to do, and being able to find the funds to make sure you can make it happen. You know, like for me, for instance, I grew up my whole entire life working jobs and working hard to obtain what I call the American dream. I think that was good fun living. You know, my mothers, my teachers, my pastors, everybody told me, you know, get the house, get the car, get the good job. I ended up with 8 houses, 7 cars. And, you know, everything I got, I enjoyed it for that time. But after, I wanted more. My ego was out of control, and it wasn't until I was sitting on the porch in my 8-bedroom house, 3 kitchens, 6 bathrooms, crying because I wasn't happy. You know, and I wasn't happy because I had no time to really enjoy life. But my friends, my family was like, you did it. You're living abundantly. You know, you're lucky. Inside, I was broken. You know, my parents didn't agree with me. My children's moms didn't agree with me by way of a career. You know, bosses didn't agree with me. I was just unhappy. And I had all these things, but I was unhappy as a person, as an individual. The reason why is because I felt like I couldn't take any time off to really enjoy my life. Because my whole life was based upon money and material things. And I was so busy making money, and I was not focused on living life. So at that point, I took a vacation and spoke to this woman. And she changed my life forever in the Dominican Republic on Costa Mbar Beach in Puerto Plata. And she said one of two things. You know, the two things she said to me was that if I had to do it over, I would have retired 10 or 15 years earlier. And then she also said, I live like a queen on 2,000. $2,000 or less a month. And at that point, I realized I had to change my philosophy of life. Everything is based on your philosophy of abundance. And I thought it was more, but it was actually I needed less. So I went from making $12,000 to $15,000 a month to literally living off $2 a month and having a much better life than I ever could have dreamed and having everything I would need and want. So my definition of abundance is being able to do what you need and what you love to do, not creating a lifestyle that society wants you to create, so to speak. I hope that helped you, and that's my definition of abundance.
Okay, yeah. Because I like your whole philosophy on abundant living. Okay, because what I always promote, you know, is you know, empowering black men. So I always say that, you know, a lot of people say that the meaning of life is to have your kids and all that other stuff. I mean, and that if that's what you think, you know, just speak on that. But what I always say is it is to become the best version of yourself, you know. I mean, I don't have any kids or anything like that. So that's really what I strive for, to be a smarter, greater person. But in your personal opinion, what should a person be striving for?
My definition of success and what people should strive for is directing their mind and their actions towards what it is they love to do and becoming emphatic about it and pursuing it with your heart and all your passion. See, once you're doing what you love to do and you become the best at it, it is only then that you can really help the people of the world become better. And, you know, even if your dream is to make money doing it, or just do it and become good and offer a high quality and value to other people. We all know that success is helping other people. That gives you purpose and meaning in life. You know, to say, hey, you know, I made all this money. And what did you do to serve humanity? If they can't answer those questions correctly, then it's really a selfish way. And is that success when you really promote and help this universe and help you know, the people of this world? You know, all one human being, but we're taught to separate each other. But really, you have to understand we're all the same, and it's just religion, culture, and government that separates us. So once you take that away, all you have is human beings, all shapes, all colors, you know. And I'm a man of color, and I've, in my life, you know, faced with unbelievable racism in my life, but I had to transcend. So we all have a history and a story that we have to transcend in order to get to where we need to be. Every human being, all 7.4 billion of us, has a history that we have to transcend and overcome. And to keep talking about what you've been through is not going to get you to where you need to be. You have to transcend it from powerful thoughts and powerful expressions, positive expressions from within.
Okay. Yeah, that was deep and very, very powerful. That's very powerful. I mean, this all does come down to, the confidence in a man or whatever. However, I wanted to know, what is your view on, how do you see marriage, you know, because what we do with this show is we try to reach a younger audience and try to educate them as well. But usually our people that come in are between like 35 and 45, but we talk about things for them. If you were talking to a young man right now and he asked you about marriage, you know, what your advice would be on that for him, what would you say to him?
Yeah, I actually love the question. I was talking about it earlier today, and it's an awesome question. It's an opportunity to answer this question, which is great. As far as marriage is concerned, men in particular need to raise the bar and set the standard and be honest with women and let them know exactly what it is they want. You see, the Western culture has tainted our women and made them believe something that's not true and correct. And then the rules and the laws have made women control a system, and they're really unarmed, and they don't know what's happening. The ego of mankind has put women in this position, and we blame women, but men in themselves need to tell a woman exactly what it is they want and keep it there. Don't change it and try to make it what a woman wants. Because, see, relationships are set up for women to have a made woman, because that's what they're designed. That's their nature. Their nature is to want a man to take care of them, to want things, you know, to have a man to be at home. But that's what a woman wants. Men want something different. I think women expect men to be a certain way and to be acting within their nature. So men need to be more open and honest and give women the opportunity to say exactly what, I mean, women the opportunity to understand what men want. Women think men are supposed to be with them. And, you know, I'm a very, you know, I've traveled the world. I've had an opportunity to go around all types of women. And, you know, in the Dominican Republic, in Asia, and South America, women are really conditioned and really trained to take care of their man. And in the Western culture, they're separated from us and really trained to compete with us instead of trying to complete us. You know, our women in America, really no woman in the world can compete with her, because she can actually make the money and bring it home and fry it up in the pan, so to speak. But if he's bringing it home and giving us this attitude, how can we be in a relationship with somebody that has an attitude that's bigger than ours or equal to ours, even beneath ours? We need somebody to support us. Men know we're emotional as well, you know. So, and that's why you see these things with the spousal abuse, because men are really frustrated, confused, and they, so to speak, putting a gun in the holster with their finger on the trigger, blowing the leg off, because society has placed this way of living on top of them. They can't do it, you know. So that's why, you know, you see half of the couples married and happy, and then the other half of the people just waiting for something to happen. But it can't happen until men start telling women the truth, what they want, and then women can react and respond and give a man what he wants. Because really, that's what it's about. Giving a woman what she wants and her giving him what he wants, and everybody take care they want, they can be together, and that's how it'll work out, man. So to make my point clear, men need, again, to tell women the truth and then let women make a choice and decision what they want. And men need to hold firm to that. And that's what I would tell a young man looking to be married. Be honest, be truthful. Don't play games, because you're going to break your heart and you're going to break her heart. And that's what I see at the end of the day.
All right. That's it, man. Yeah, that was like I said before, a real cool and deep answer. Okay, but you said, what you also said, because we talk a lot about travel on the show, and I always say, you know, traveling, you meet the most interesting people. I mean, that's actually how I met you. You meet the most interesting people, and you learn. You know, you learn the other side, because a lot of people see the United States as the world. And when you start traveling, you get to see it differently. My question to you is, how important do you think travel is in a man's or personal development?
I think it's absolutely pivotal in his life. We're trained and conditioned to stay in one area again. And it's, I think they say about 11% of the American population has passports. So that's 89% of people don't even own a passport. So that's 11% of people have them. And only 8% actually travel. When you get to travel, you see the world as it is. See, the media gives you the news that they want you to have. But when you travel, you see a whole other world. And you realize that life is for you, that you don't have to live one life. You can actually see it open and live any kind of life that you want to live. So it's important, because you're actually able to create the life that you dream to live, as opposed to living the life that you've been born into. Now, I was born into a life that was the American dream, and the American dream was a life of depression and pain for me. But when I traveled, I created that life where I am now, and now I'm sitting over in the Caribbean on a mountain overlooking the ocean. I live for under $2,000 a month. I have a maid, and all it took was a goal that I stated, a plan, persistence. I stuck with my plan, and now I'm retired over in the Dominican Republic. I wake up at 5 in the morning. I work till 2:30. And all I do is just learn how to be the best at what I do. As a success coach, you know, doing video, doing audio, and writing books. And helping people and serving them. You know, I'm not really concerned about money. I'm just really more concerned about getting my message out and serving people and helping them get more quality and value to, you know, the world. And that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah, always a thoughtful answer. Okay, because I should have done this in the beginning. You know, I'll probably switch this up when I make clips or whatever. But just state your credentials or state what you've done. I know you've been a firefighter, but just speak on basically your life experience. You know, just sum it up in a little five minute version or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, raised in Detroit, Michigan. I was born to a mom that did not want me. I was raised by my father, my stepmom. And my stepmom was able to give me love. My father's challenge was teaching me how to read. You know, I grew up, I was a Catholic kid, but I couldn't read. And so my father's passion was teaching me how to read, and basically once I overcame that challenge, reading, my life began to come together. I developed myself into a student, and I moved on from there into the military, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. And the first time I encountered racism, you know, my way of doing racism was to punish people. As I said, I was big, strong, athletic, but I realized that didn't work for me, and that just basically kept me in trouble and get me out of a job and basically jobless and probably in jail. And then I went on to the police department. I did that for 3 years and encountered another battle with racism and favoritism. You know, we talk about favoritism a lot, but, you know, I had my own coworkers that were my own skin color that gave me a hard time. And also, you know, white supervisors that gave me a hard time. And, you know, school parents, nobody gives you the life skills you need to transcend racism or favoritism in your life because, you know, we're ill-equipped. We just taught go to school, make money, live in American dream. So, you know, I know now that I needed to develop the skills, but when I was going through it, it was pretty stressful for me. And I, after 3 years, I went to the fire department. Again, racial issues I dealt with my whole life. And not knowing how to transcend them, I turned to personal development. And once I had the conversation with the lady on the beach, I was at my 15th year of total in the fire department. I knew that I was retiring in 5 years, so my main concern was creating a residual passive income through real estate investment. That was my plan, you know. So my goal was to retire. My plan was 5 years, buy as much as I could to create a passive income, use the income along with my pension to retire. You know, so I reached my goal after working two jobs, 16 to 18 hours a day for 5 years. So something that I would die. You know, I remember I was inside of a vacant house that I had brought. I was doing some demolition in the house, you know, me being a fireman. And I was working so hard that I said, let me sit here and take a nap for a second before I go home. And I remember falling asleep, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, I wake up to somebody trying to break in, you know, I'm in there and they running out the back window. So I said, you know, I realized then I was going to meet my goal because I was willing to die to make sure I could get in accomplish, you know, my goal. And I did. I was able to retire at 40. I had 20 years in the fire department and I retired and I'm 45 now. I have a 46th birthday, April the 26th. So I've been retired, 5.5 years, so to speak. And I'm enjoying myself, man. So that's the story. You know, basically I'm just a regular person with a regular job that just had to learn how to be society and transcend all of my challenges, you know, and live the kind of life that I wanted to live, not the life that I was forced to live. And that's it.
Yeah, and you said something about racism, correct? So what I was gonna ask you is, because like I said, we talk a lot about travel on the show, you know, because I personally believe, you know, you can't reach the best version of yourself unless you see other lands, see how other people or other cultures do things, right? So what I wanted to know, a lot of black people are, like you said, you had a statistic about how most people don't even use their passports. And it's even lower in black people. Where do you think that, in your travels, where were you as a black man, you felt most well-received?
I felt most well-received in Asia, in particular the Philippines, and also here in the Dominican Republic, and in Haiti. I felt... But I know that dark-skinned black men in the Dominican Republic probably wouldn't be as welcome because I'm more of a brown-skinned guy. But I know over in Asia, they love you, and over in the Dominican Republic, they love it as well. And like I said, the interactions with the women are just totally and completely different. It's almost like it's a portion of your life because you no longer have to fight and compete with a woman. You know, she actually knows her. You know, it's not that she's beneath me. She just fits into me like a missing link, and she makes me stronger, so to speak. It's like a bike with a kickstand. You know, she's my support system as opposed to ridiculing me and trying to hurt me and harm me. And just, you know, just women that just know how to be women and support their men here, you know. So.
I had my mic on. All right. I went through a whole thing. All right. What I was saying was going to go back into what I was talking about today, which was why simping is so common in the present days. But I'm going to definitely keep you on the line, and we're going to come back and get some of your feedback on what I have to say today. Can you tell everybody? I mean, right now I wanted you to plug your book and plug where people can find you.
Okay, yeah, I can be found at www.gpeliving.com, also at Good Positive Effective group on Facebook, and you can search me through Tim Rice, and on Amazon, 10 Simple Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. If you just search Tim Rice, the missing link, and you'll be able to find me there.
All right, I'm just going to put you back in. Hold on, and I'm just going to talk about what I wanted to talk about. We'll come back to you, and like I said, we'll chop it about. We're up about what we were saying. All right. So I just put you back in right now. Remember, guys, the number to call is 516-418-5541. 516-418-5541 is Black Men Talk Radio. Now, I had some technical difficulties earlier. The power actually went out here. I saw that with a couple of you on the board, but, just come back on. If you had a question, press 1 and you come to the top. Okay, so what we're talking about, why simping is so common in present day. Okay, so Tim Rice defined what is simping. He defined his version of it. I'm going to actually, because perception is reality. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you basically my definition of simping. It's about sympathizing, you know, that's where it comes from, sympathizing with a woman. I'm not saying you shouldn't sympathize or empathize with a woman, but when you get to a point where you put her needs above yours, that is where the simping comes in my particular philosophy. Now, I mean, you run your household however you want to. However, you know, you gotta make sure that you're getting your half out of the deal. Don't go into a bad situation. That's what simping do. I mean, that's what basically simping does. You know, you beg the woman so much. You know, you feel lucky that she came to you. You treat her like your princess, and she's been told she's the princess all her life. And now she tries to run your life and, you know, create havoc. You know, I kind of, you guys know me. I'm, you know, I'm not a marriage-minded guy. You know, if I live my life and don't get married, that's you know, that is what it is. But, however, the thing is about the problem with the simping. You guys are out here. You basically spoiled these girls. You've made it bad for other men by, I mean, trying to raise the bar. You know, that's also where simping comes in too. When you feel like you need to raise the bar so much to only please this woman. And see, the next thing I wanted to talk about was how, because it kind of leads into what we were just saying about simping, is how you mess it up for the rest of the world. Like, now you spoiled this girl, and now she believes, you know, whatever she was doing is now going to work for her in her life. You know, it's going to work on everybody, and that's just not true. So simping is definitely destructive, definitely 100% destructive. It doesn't really benefit, I mean, it benefits you for a moment because, all right, when you're out there simping, you're just thinking with the other head. And you're just, you know, you're going for whatever it is, and you'll use whatever you got, you know. But you don't have to do that because, I mean, you should just, if you're not in a committed relationship, you should just be talking to as many girls as you want to, you know, as many as you can handle. You know, it's not about locking yourself down. Because I mean, I told you guys that I always, you know, I like Pimpin' Ken, and I like some of, you know, I've read a couple of his books, and I recommended some of his stuff. And he says, pimp like you're holy. Now, in a pimp philosophy, you know, that's, you know, you're just always going to get girls and stuff like that because they come in like a revolving door. But to a regular man, all this means is that, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, don't have this. If the woman's not acting right, don't have her as, like, your only goal. Just, you know, deal with another girl, you know. Because it's not gonna help you in the long run. it may help you get to your short term goal, but if you want to look at the long run at this, it's not gonna make any sense for you. It's not gonna work out for you, you know. And the other thing I wanted to talk to is brothers are out here lying to themselves. You guys are lying. You guys are lying to yourself that you're in a good relationship because you set yourself up as a simp. You set yourself up where this woman can do, you know, just about anything, and you'll take her in. I seen something on Facebook where a guy, you know, he knowingly, you know, they was on like Jerry Springer or whatever, right, or one of those talk shows, but it was like a meme on Facebook. Now this guy, you know, the wife or the girlfriend, whatever, she cheated on him and had a baby with another dude. The babies were clearly like, you know, they clearly weren't his, you know. But, you know, he was willing to still take those kids in. Now, some of you would say, okay, well, that's being responsible or something like that. But no, that's not how you should take this. That's the utmost respect or disrespect. You tried to play fair with this woman, and she decided to go off and, you know, do whatever it was to her advantage, where she thought that, you know, it would go to her advantage. That's what simping is, and if a woman is able to do something that bad to you, the sky's the limit. That, like I always say, when you get bad treatment from people, it's partly your fault, because you don't have to accept that, you know. And a lot of guys say, well, you're not going to get any. Well, I mean, hey, you know. You are gonna get some from the, you know, from women that understand. You don't want to deal with these other types out here. I mean, that's why I do recommend traveling. I don't really deal with too many girls in the United States, but most of them, you know, I don't even really want to get into that because I try to talk about more of empowerment things and things that, you know, you can do to yourself. I want you to be strong, you know, the strongest version of yourself. A strong person cannot, you know, it's very hard to victimize a strong person. Or a strong-minded person, you know, because he knows his self-worth. You know, you're not gonna put up with it. I'm the king of cutting them off. I'm the king of cutting them off. Because I mean, if I understand, you know, the woman has a little bit of selfishness with her. I mean, I'm not gonna try to work with that. You know, this, you know, move on to the next thing. But yeah, you guys are out here lying to yourselves. You know, I mean, you guys are falling in love with strippers and all that stuff. You guys are killing me. I also seen a post on Facebook about they were saying that's the ultimate simp to pay for sex or whatever. I mean, I started to comment on it, but what ended up happening was, I mean, I started looking at the age of the people when they were like 21, 20, you know, or early 20s type stuff or whatever. Tricking and simping are two different things, you know what I mean? A man that tricks, he goes out there and he... You know, he has more money than time, so he'll go out and spend some money with a woman, and, you know, he'll deal with that. I'm not promoting that, but if that's what you want to do, you know, you over here at Black Men Talk Radio, as we say, be the best version of yourself. You know, you got to follow your own choices and do what is correct for you. You know, I as Lamar Marshall, you know, that's my government name, that's the name that's on my birth certificate, you know, so I'm not hiding out here. I, as Lamar Marshall, can only tell you, you know, what I think is the highest version of myself. You're going to have to think about that for yourself. You know, and this is what it's all about. One of my favorite quotes, I bring this up every couple shows or whatever, is, who is this by? I wanted to say Benjamin Franklin, but I forgot right now. I consume so much information, it's just like, you know, it gets garbled in my head. But, no, it wasn't Benjamin Franklin. I lost my train of thought with that particular, because it was definitely a quote I say all the time. All right, it's gonna come back to me, but I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna go into my next topic or whatever, or my next part, you know, my subheading on this one. And you know, because we got on brothers lying to themselves. You guys are tricking yourselves to think that you're in a good relationship. And when you start understanding, when you start becoming a confident man, and you start really, really analyzing things in the world, like you see the code, like in the Matrix, you see the code behind everything, you know? Once you really start seeing that, you understand that you are the prize. And that's what guys don't understand, you know? I mean, women have it a little bit difficult out here, you know? I mean, it's not as easy as they say, you know, they want to make it look. However, you know, you're the prize. I mean, you got to think about it. With all the men that are in jail, you know, all the men that are homosexual, you know, all the men that don't, you know, don't want to really do. I mean, you are the prize. You're the prize. And when you start getting this mindset and you take this into your heart and, you know, really, really, really understand what I'm talking about here when I say you are the prize, you know, you a prize, somebody, you know, it's beneath you to accept certain things. And I've even gone as far as to say something like that. You know, I've been saying things like, it's beneath me to do that. I say stuff like that to girls. But, you know, and that's another thing, guys. And when you're the prize, you know, I hear a lot of guys out here, they're scared to say something to a woman. They're like, oh, I shouldn't say that. It's going to get me in trouble. It's, you know, it might ensue, you know, some issues, but you got to deal with them. That's what it is. That's what it is to be a man. You know, you are the solution. You know, when issues arise, you're the solution. You know, be on your guard, you know. But, okay, so that's where we was with you are the prize. I'm going to bring Tim Rice in and see, because I've got quite a few of the subheadings. We might go for the whole 3 hours, or we might go for 2 hours tonight. We'll see how everything goes. All right, once again, the number to call in, guys, is 516-418-5541, 516-418-5541, is Black Men Talk Radio. Okay, the topic of tonight is why simping is common in the present day. And we'll get to that at the conclusion of the show, but I'm going to bring my special guest Tim Rice back in. 239-300, 239-300. You're on Black Men Talk Radio. 239-300. 239-300.
Right here,
right.
Tim Rice. Right.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you had your phone muted or something like that. But did anything ring a bell that I was saying with you? Because the last one I said was, because I have a whole bunch of bulletins that I wanted to get through tonight, and I, like always, I probably won't get through them all. But when I said you are, when I said that you are the prize, you know, like guys don't understand that out here, that, you know, you don't have to simp on a woman because you are the prize. I mean, I said something about with all the gays out here, and I mean, really, guys that, you know, the guys that are in jail and stuff like that, I mean, you are the prize. You know, speak on that.
Okay, to add to what you said, men need to be the example. And you said that they're running around lying and not being truthful and honest to a woman. How does she respect them? You know, women respect strength. You know, and if men are being weak, she doesn't want that. That's why they have the thug syndrome, because she wants somebody strong. If you're being too nice and giving her too much, she doesn't have any respect for you. And gratitude is the correct attitude. So when a man is being weak, her attitude towards him is that she doesn't respect him. So how can she really be thankful for a man that she doesn't respect? Because of nature. And when a woman sees her protector as weak, how in the world can she respect that? But if a man states exactly what it is he wants, he speaks first to it. And so she has to give him. It's still structure in the family. And men have to be stronger men in order to develop the women to be strong for them. But when a man is showing weakness, how can she respect that? So a man has to be firmer and stronger and be open and honest and not go around here not being honest. It doesn't matter what it is, he has to be honest with his woman. And that's all, you know, that's all I really want to add, is to be open and honest.
All right. This is gonna be the last. This is gonna be the last question I'm gonna ask you. Because I'm gonna close out with all. You know, I got quite a few things that I wanted to get through. And I want to have you on a future show because you have an interesting outlook on. Because we're gonna end up doing black entrepreneurship show, and I want to show people that how you, because a lot of people are not transparent about how you get money on the internet, and I mean you have a good muse for that, or you have a good way for that, so we're gonna get you back in there. But my last question was gonna be to you, because I wanted people to go out and get your book. I wanted to say what gave you the inspiration to write a book? I mean, because not everybody says, oh, I should write a book, but you actually did it. So what actually gave you the inspiration?
What made me want to write my book is because I have this thing, it's called It Happened to Me, meaning life happened to me, and I figured out how to transcend my challenges. And all of the personal development books that I read always tell you how to do something. The reality of it is that 97% of people worldwide, they know how, but they're not doing it. So the answer to the question is why. And why is because society conditioned us with these skills of a plumber when we need skills of a doctor. So I wrote this book because I realized society takes your desire and makes you desire mediocrity or less. When we're humans, all humans should live a life of abundance and live an incredible, amazing life. But we have to eradicate the fact that society is not going to help us live the life we deserve to live. See, we're living a life that we're conditioned to live, but that's not the life we deserve to live. So I wrote the book because I know people know how, but I wanted to tell them why the society robbed you and stole your desire. So that's the missing link, your desire.
Okay. All right. Well, Tim Rice, we definitely thank you for coming on the show. We're going to definitely invite you back when we start talking about black entrepreneurship. Once again, just plug where you, where people can find you and, where they can get your book and everything. So go ahead.
Yeah. Once again, www.gpliving.com. Also, if you search good, positive, and effective groups, you'll find my group, and just search Tim Rice. If you want the book, search in Google the missing link Tim Rice, and you'll find it in Amazon and AdWords and on iTunes. So it's very easy to find a book, The Missing Link, Tim Rice. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and honor to have this opportunity to speak with your audience.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in, and we will have you on a future show. All right. So back into it. Back into what I was talking about tonight, because I didn't want to. I wanted to have Tim Rice on for you guys, but I wanted you guys to. I wanted to definitely drive this topic home, and we'll be sharing some information with the groups out there so that, you know, you guys can definitely connect with this one. Because even, you know, a young man and an old man, you know, can definitely benefit from this. Because a lot of times when you're talking to older people, they think they have it all figured out, you know. And I don't have a problem with you knowing what you know, but I think that's actually when you do get old. When you actually start, when you stop taking in information, when you're not willing to receive any new information. So really, I wanted to bring up this topic to make you guys really check yourself. I want you to check yourself and really think about yourself as how do you really want to live, and why you're doing basically what you wanted to do or what you're doing. Okay. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, the next bullet point I got on my list is simping is the cause of these ratchet hopes. Now, it kind of goes back to where, you know, the second topic heading, that with simping is destructive. Because it is. Once again, guys, the number to call in is 516-418-5541, 516-418. This is Black Men Talk Radio. Okay. But, yeah, you guys that are out here simping, you know, because I mean, we're going to actually end up talking about the strip club culture a little bit later, down in Atlanta, and, you know, it's going around the world. Not around the world, but around the country, and if it's not already there. I mean, because there's guys that really are going to the strip club to try to find, I don't know what it is they're looking for. I really don't know what it is they're looking for in a strip club, but I mean, I guess you get what you get, right? Now, because of the simping out here, you guys have made it where it benefits them to be benefits women to be ratchet. Like this woman Amber Rose out here. I mean, I hate to talk about like those people that are famous for no reason. However, she's got a book out here, How to Be a Bad Bee. And, you know, I'm not going to promote that book, so that's the last time you're going to hear me say that, because I don't want to promote that book. But what these women out here are doing is you guys made it to their advantage to be like this. And I blame a lot of you. It's not their fault. I mean, I'm not trying to take responsibility. I'll never try to take responsibility away from a woman. But if she sees that getting, you know, she can get things from you by just, you know, doing what these strippers do and not end up giving you none. I mean, I guess some strip clubs you can get something and whatever, you know. But I don't want to do that in the United States anyway. But a lot of you are going in there and you're paying just for a little bit of affection right there, you know, when you really want the other thing. So you just got to really, really be in tune with yourself and really think about what you're, like when you go to the strip club, okay, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I have been to the strip club. But it's more was like a camaraderie thing. But there are guys out here that go to the strip club, and this is their source of affection from a woman. And, you know, they'll be in denial. No, I just like to go there and watch it. Look, man, we already know what it is. We know what you're chasing. Because that's mostly who it is, these guys that's out here just talking or whatever. You know, power to them for whatever you do. Power to whoever, you know, whatever you're doing out here. However, that is what's causing the downfall of these women. I mean, you guys, not leading that. You know, I'm not even here going to try to, promote families with these crazy women that we have out in this state, these West women that we have out here. So I really think in my personal opinion, nowadays in the Western world, it benefits you more to be single as a man. So you can say what you want about it. Y'all can slam me. If you got something to say, go to the website and comment on some of the articles. That's blackmentalkradio.com. We got some books there for you, some good articles. This is content that is created for you. You are definitely in our you are definitely in our demographic that we're trying to hit. Okay, so I already said that you guys are simping is causing these women to act outlandish like they are. But what I'm gonna talk about next is where simps come from. Because I always say that it comes from the point of confidence, and I think we spoke on this before. It comes from the point of confidence because it goes back to the number four thing we talked about. When you feel like you're the prize, you will not tolerate certain things. It is beneath you to tolerate certain things. You say that, you know. Really, what should be going on when you're dealing with a woman, when she tries to tell you everything she does, just wait for her to stop. Everything you need to get with her, because that's what a lot of these women do, and that's one. I'm lacing you right now, so understand it. This is how a woman, dominates the relationship in the beginning. When she starts telling you what it is you need to get with her, and you start following these commands, she's starting to give you instructions at that point. And now, she's training you, so you are, you're gonna be the dog at that point. But the whole thing is that, we already said that it comes from the point of the point of confidence or whatever. And a lot of you guys, I want to speak on this because this is very important. When you guys feel lucky when a woman gives you attention, I mean, you got to really understand this. I mean, she bleeds just like you do. You can go up and talk to her just like you can. I mean, a lot of times when I judge a woman, I look at, how she can perform or whatever. Or what qualities she actually has? Can she cook? What can she do for me? What does she compliment for me? And a lot of these women can't cook. They can't cook or clean or any of those things that traditional women would do, because now it's become a shameful thing for them to do this. I don't understand. I do understand where this came from. They want their independence. I don't even want to talk on that. I don't really even like talking about feminism, because it's just stupid. If you run into a girl or a female that you want to talk to, and she starts talking that BS, just go the other way. There's 8 billion people in the world. Half of them are women. You can definitely go find another one, And there's going to be a whole bunch of them around there. Somewhere in the universe, somebody looking for you now. And that goes back to kind of how I see things, right? I'm never mad. I'm never angry when something doesn't end up going my way. When it doesn't, when a situation, in a relationship or something like that, relationship type situations, when they don't go through, I just take it as, this actually might be a blessing. Because this is to stop you from getting something that wasn't right for you. And that's something I say, the universe is perfect. Nothing happens that is not supposed to happen. So we got about 15 minutes left into the show. If you guys want to call in, we want to talk and speak to you. This is our platform for you. The number to call is 516-418-5541. That's Black Men Talk Radio, 516-418-5541. Yeah, we see a lot of people that, you listen in, support the show. We don't ask you for any money. But we see a lot of people who listen in, that listen in. We wrote the number out here because, you might actually come on with a question that benefits somebody else. That's what it is to be, that's what the sense of community with this thing is here. When you come out here and you ask a question, it benefits somebody else. Because they get to hear the answer to whatever it is you were asking about, and it's, you might actually change somebody's life. You know, just from asking a certain question, a person might end up seeing something a different way. You know, but that's what I mean, Marvin has his show, but my show is all about building your mindset. This is what I think definitely is wrong with Black America now, and you know, in these current days, in recent times. I mean, in this day and time, I think we have the least confident amount of Black males roaming the earth. Black Americans roaming the earth. I mean, because half is in a faction of, you know, life is a roller coaster. I'm going to ride it, and then there's people like me, like, no, I'm in a driver's seat. You know, I'm steering this thing. I'm going where I want to take this. So that's why, I mean, that goes back to, like I said, why I talk about mindset things, right? All right, so now I want to get into, because like I said, I hardly ever cover all my topics, and it's going to be the same tonight. We're gonna go hour and a half tonight. We had some technical difficulties earlier today. The power went off. We had a couple people in the queue, and I see you guys dropped out. But you know, I was off for about 15 minutes, so I figure everybody gets the show was canceled. But we'll definitely be putting some clips in the group. Remember, if you're listening out there, join a Black Men Talk Radio group. Definitely subscribe. Visit the site blackmentalkradio.com. We're going to have a lot of good content up there. We're just starting to dabble into getting some videos up there for you, stuff that's relevant to you, somewhere where you can come and you know all the information is based on you guys. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about where steps come from, and I was going to go into my next topic, how a man should be focused. And see, a lot of these things go together, but I want to say them in different ways so they hit different people in different, you know, in different ways, you know, or different, you know, the wording hits people differently. I mean, that's just the best way that I can, you know, put that out there. Okay, so I would say how a man should be focused, you know, and like our special guest Tim Rice said. You know, you just got to be honest. Be honest with yourself. If there's something, like, if you, those that are silent, suffer in silence. So there's really when you look at it, because I said it earlier, that when somebody treats you badly, you know, it is your own fault. You know, so a man should be focused on, you know, You're not a female, so you don't have to get. If it's anything, this is my personal opinion. Just go towards the things you like. If it's something that you don't like, just discard it. Discard it from your life. You know, it makes things. I mean, you're gonna have trials and tribulations, and you're gonna make enemies. You know, never when you try to do something positive with yourself, when you try to do something positive out here, you're gonna make somebody mad for whatever reason. And it is what it is, and you just gotta roll through it. It's a part of life. It's a part of your development. You know, so just be focused on the things that you like, and you know, and be honest, because that's what I say. Because a lot of you are out here suffering in silence. You guys are afraid that you're gonna lose this, you're gonna lose life. Well, I'll tell you this one thing: peace of mind is priceless. You can't. Yeah, that's something you definitely you can't put a price tag on peace of mind. So you know, if I have to burn my whole lab in order to get my peace of mind, I'm going to do just that. You know, it comes down to, you know, you gotta look out for yourself. I mean, first, see, a lot of people put you know, say self-centeredness is wrong and stuff like that, but unless you work on yourself. You know, and be confident so you don't have to be out here simping. Unless you work on yourself and build yourself up into a more wealthy, a more, I don't want to say spiritually, but mentally big individual. And until you do those things and build yourself up, you know, financially and things like that, you really can't help anybody else. So you just got to be, you got to focus on developing yourself before you can really help anybody. They said there's like an African proverb that those that go fast go alone, but those that want to go further go together. Now, there may be some truth to that, but in this day and age, you know, you're responsible for your destiny. You know, we don't have to go back to that whole tribal philosophy. Really, you're in the game to be this best version of yourself, and I would say go for it. I would say definitely go for it. Go for it. Oh man, I gotta get this water. But you gotta go for it. You know, it might be a long shot, but you gotta definitely just go for it. Go forward with it and go with it, whatever, and just ignore the other. You know, I'm impartial to the politics. I mean, I really could care less. I'm just looking at things that are going to benefit my life and take me to the next level and, you know, keep it moving. And that's how you should think, too. Okay? And that's why you need to travel and understand a little thing. Okay, so we talked about, you know, how a man should be focused. Because I believe, you know, I believe very strongly in that, you know, basically stand on your principles and, you know, be focused on yourself. Be focused on becoming the best version of yourself. Now, the next thing I wanted to get into, and this is probably going to end up being the last thing, is, you know, the strip club culture. Now, I was in a Facebook group, you know, and I spoke about this a little bit earlier. And they were talking about how paying for it is the ultimate, you know, that's the ultimate simp. Tricking and simping is two different things. You know, a man simps because of his time, you know. But they said it's like admitting that you have no game and all. And I mean, all these were young guys or whatever. But these are the same guys that's going to go to the strip club and spend their whole check, you know, and not even get anything, just to get some attention from a woman. I mean, some of you out here getting girls, that's wonderful. But the majority of you that are going to strip clubs are going there because you have a lack of love, you know. And you basically, you guys are the real simps because you fall for this. You fall for the, I'm stripping my way through college. She ain't stripping her. Listen, to these hoes, stripping is a career path. You've made it that way. I mean, a stripper could earn upwards of $100,000 a year. This is something I don't understand this. You know, I mean, it's cool to go out with your friends and, you know, y'all laugh and have a couple of drinks while some girls are dancing around. Now, if you're going for that, that's cool. But if you're going there, you know, because, you know, there's fine women there and you're going to try to get you one of them, and that's something in this day and age that I don't understand because back in my day, you know, now that I said that, now I know I'm getting old. I'm definitely getting old. Back in my day, you know, it would have been the most shameful thing to wipe up a stripper, you know, to put it out there blatantly, to wipe up a stripper or tell, you know, or to take a stripper as your girlfriend. Everybody, how are you going to be exclusive with a stripper? She's been whatever, you know. She everybody can see her take it off, you know. If you got a couple dollars, you know. We had a show going, and if you look into the archives. Or come on my page, King Lamar. I'm going to probably put this video on the site a little bit later. But I had my boy, Siva, a former pimp, come on. And he talked about, like, when these women, you know, he wasn't really a pimp. He was really just ran an escort service. You know, a girl got him into it. And she recommended all these other girls to him, so he was just really managing them. He wasn't really smacking on them and all that other stuff you guys see in the movies. But the point is, he was talking about how, you know, once a woman leaves the whole game, she ends up moving. She'll move to another state, and the guy that she ends up running into next, he'll probably have no idea. Not a single idea of what she was doing out there before he met, before he met her. And you guys that are wife and strippers, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think. You know, I always try to tell you to think for yourself out here, but that's definitely not the way to go. But okay, all right. So I'm gonna end up. On that note, I didn't get through everything that I wanted to get through tonight. You know, you can join us on Black Men Talk Radio every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Remember, visit the site, blackmentalkradio.com, and then, you know, connect with us. Come on, we're on Facebook. We primarily promote on Facebook. So go into the Facebook group, Black Men Talk Radio. There's a page as well. Or you can connect with me on Chain Lamar, Facebook.com/King Lamar. You can just search for me, Lamar Marshall. You'll see my handsome face up there. And, you know, just connect with us. I mean, because we're going to grow the station to as far as we can go. And what we're looking at right now is satellite radio. And that's where we're going to end up being. We're going to end up being on satellite radio. And you're going to be able to say that, okay, I heard these guys in the beginning. And you're going to see us up there. All right. So we're down into our last minute of the show. I just wanted to get you guys to come on. Oh, and make sure that you subscribe. You know, don't miss any Black Men Talk Radio news. So let me see what we're going to go out on. All right, I think we'll go back out on my theme song. So, once again, this is a...